For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, June the 26th, 1983. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. This is the Sunday morning praise and worship service. Glenn Miller is the speaker of the morning.
Well, praise the Lord. You know the recipe. If you want the glory of the Lord to come down, we must praise the Lord. He said, I'll inhabit your praises. And he didn't say he'd inhabit our sitting there, did he? He said, I'll inhabit your praises. And I know this is our first morning, first Sunday morning. Lots of people are still coming in this morning. Lots of campers and tenters down here that came in last night. We just appreciate all of you. And we're going to enter into real worship this morning. We can sing, we can praise, and then we can worship. And worship is the highest realm. So we've been praising here. They started in praising here. When I came in this morning, they were praising up here and praying. Some of the people, we appreciate that very much, praising and worshiping God. And we're going to sing. And Brother Corder's daughter's going to help us, and Jay's going to help us. Anybody else with instruments here? Bring up your instruments. And the two girls on the organ and piano, and we're just going to have a great time this morning. Let's all stand now. Let's bring every thought under subjection to the Holy Ghost. Think about Jesus for a moment. Look at Jesus. Just look right at him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Look right at Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's our Redeemer. He's the one that suffered and died that we might be here today. Lord, we praise you for your precious blood that you shed that our sins might be washed away. We glorify your name, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord, this morning. We worship you. We enter into your courts with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing all these people here this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mandalia Masandala Vandoria. Kundalia Sandala Bakandalia Sandala Vandoria. Mondalia Masandala Vandoria. Ilia Masandala Bakandalia Sandala Vandoria. Lord, we ask for your anointing to pour down upon us, the glory cloud to come over us today. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Nina, who is known as the Biscuit Lady, is going to sing. Lead the singing.
Praise you, Jesus. You know, I just feel like something great is going to happen. You know, how many have ever smelled it, you know, when you know a rain is coming and you can smell it? That's the way I feel all inside. It's just like, I know something is going to happen. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city. Situation, the joy of the whole earth. praise you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Praise you. We just lift our hands and magnify your name, Lord. Praise you. You're worthy and great to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Wherever I am, I'll praise him whenever I can. I'll praise him for his love surrounds me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the
your hands really, really with all your heart to the Lord. Let's just lift them up now, just because we love Jesus. Just because we love you, Lord. We lift our hands and we lift our hearts, Lord, this morning. We surrender completely to your will this morning, Lord. We praise you, Jesus, for your King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Oh, the Lord would say, I'm going to take you into places that you've never been before. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Open wide your spirit and be able to receive. And walk on in and come up higher, saith the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, where we'll walk on hind feet. We'll leap. We'll leap for joy. We'll praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Oh, I desire to gather you unto myself. Oh, Kendra, I desire to have a people to praise me and to come up with, in the realm with me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Into my very presence, saith the Lord. Put off the weights that are holding you back and the things that are besetting. Put off the weights that are holding you back. Take off the shackles that bind you and come up higher, saith the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
I want to praise you, Lord. I want want to bless you, Jesus. I want to sing your praises to your name. I want to magnify the Lord eternally.
For the Lord saith, I am coming in the clouds of glory, and every eye shall see me. But pray that you may be able to stand in that day. Pray that you may be able to stand before me in my presence when I shall come with the warrior angels round about me and draw you unto myself. Cast down and repent of that sin which so easily besets thee, that I may draw thee unto myself, that I may draw you even unto my own bosom, saith the Lord.
That causes most of our problems. And you know, in Romans, Paul said that we were to be a living sacrifice. And you know, I've been wanting to know just how I know that I can reckon it in my mind and in my heart that I died with Jesus Christ. But sometimes that just doesn't work. Sometimes I reckon it, and the next 5 minutes I get angry. So I was listening to some tapes of Kelly Varner the other day. And there's a scripture in 1 Kings 18 where Elijah was offering up that sacrifice and he was coming against the prophets of Baal. And he said, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again." And when our hearts get turned back again and we really know we've died, the next verse spoke something to me that I didn't realize could happen. That the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. It even burned up the wood, it burned up the rocks, and it burned up the dust. And I didn't know that the fire of the Lord could burn up my dust, because that's what I'm made out of. And it licked up the water that was in the trench. And I went home from camp here not too long ago with a song of "Tongues of Fire Fall on Me." And you know, I'd been singing that, and then the Lord gave me this verse of scripture as I listened to Kelly Varner preach. And I said, "Lord, you promised me that when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I'd get baptized with fire, but I never knew what fire was for. But it's to consume my dust."
Amen.
"That the Holy Spirit and the life of Jesus Christ might live through me." And I was so glad to know what the fire of the Lord was going to do to me. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
I wonder if there's anyone here this morning that has a physical need or needs prayer. While we sing, I want you to come, and we're going to pray for you.
Praise you, Jesus. If you have a need in your body, now's the time to come up because the waters are troubled. Come on up and have let the Lord touch you this morning. Praise you, Jesus. Surely he bore my sorrow, and by his stripes we are healed. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Surely he bore my sorrow, and by his stripes we are healed. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just praise the Lord for what he's doing. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
The word of the Lord came to me this morning as I was sitting back there, and it said, "Behold, I send you forth as laborers in my vineyard, and you, in this end time, you shall gather the tares that's around about and in my people, and you shall gather them in bundles and burn them." And so this is what the Lord is doing in this day with us, and to stand like a tree and be not moved away, which I have been, and I guess all of us can say the same thing, but anyway, but to know of a surety that God is in us and Jesus Christ is doing the work. And he said, "Be thou made whole, be thou healed, be thou delivered, and whatsoever we have need of in the presence of the Lord, he will do it." This day, everyone sitting in here, when Glenn called you up, the word had come to me that everyone with an affliction in your body in the presence and glory of the Lord would be made ever with whole. We need not go away. And it is these afflictions and these demonic forces that are arrayed against us that is destroying our bodies, the temple of the living God, not only as an individual, but also the whole body of Jesus Christ. But God has set his name and his presence and glory in this place. that out of this should come forth a word, a truth, and a revelation that the whole body of Jesus Christ should be made whole, that we might heal that our chanter. And without the body being delivered in completeness and in glory, and we will glorify the Lord in our bodies, and old age shall flee away. And Jesus said, behold, I have the keys of death and of hell. And he holds the keys of death and of hell. And he will deliver everyone. Everyone, not just part of us. But the word for you and me is to go forth, gather the terrors, which are the evil spirits and the understanding of all the curses we've come through, and gather them, and the fire of God will burn and destroy them. This is that last day. This is the day when he's sending forth the reapers into the field. Not tomorrow, not through another 1,000 years, but this is that day.
Amen. Let us stand.
How many want some of that fire?
Let's stand and sing Tongues of Fire. The day of Pentecost will come all over again.
The fire come down on me. Tongues of fire come set me free. Tiredness and sickness will have to flee. Holy Ghost, tongues of fire come down on me. Tongues of fire come down on me. Tongues of fire come set me free. Tiredness and sickness will have to flee. Holy Ghost, tongues of fire come down on me. There's a covering for the body. There's a covering for the soul. Jesus made provision on the cross and whipping post, revealing to his people the things that Adam lost. Restoration started on the day of Pentecost. Tongues of fire come down on me. Tongues of fire come set me free. Darkness and sickness will have to flee. Holy Ghost, tongues of fire come down on me. Tongues of fire come down on me. Tongues of fire come set me free. Darkness and sickness will have to flee. Holy Ghost, tongues of fire come down on me. Tongues of fire come down on me. Tongues of fire come set me free. Darkness and sickness will have to flee. Holy Ghost, tongues of fire come down on me.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many believe the Lord meets our needs? How many came to be changed to this camp meeting? If you came to be changed, you're going to be changed. If you came to be just like you came when you go away, you'll just go away like you came. I came to be changed. The word today in the body of Christ should be change. Change me, O Lord. Change me, O Lord. Purge me, O Lord. That's what's going on. And I praise God for all of you people that have come, many of you from far, far away, to be healed, to be changed, to be delivered. Some of you have come to be saved, no doubt. Some of you have not been truly born again. At every camp meeting we have, and in our services, we often have people that have sat in church for years and years and years, and they've never been born again. They're not born by the Spirit. So we're just believing for great things. God wants to move in our midst. God wants to change. God wants to heal. He wants to remove those things that are in us that are not of Him. And we're looking forward. This is only the first day. We're looking forward for this coming week for great miracles. How many have ever been delivered here in previous conventions? Let me see your hands. I see those Marion, Ohio girls putting up their hands. I think last summer was your first time here, wasn't it? They really got help. And they're real prayer warriors over there for Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And we need lots of prayer.
Glenn's going to come and minister this morning.
Now, we're going to talk about this morning for a few minutes. I will. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's what we've got to determine in our hearts to do, that I will praise the Lord. It's not what somebody else does or we see somebody else do, but it's what I determine that I will do. And I determine that I will praise the Lord and walk in His righteousness and His blessings. And if I determine to do that, then that's what will follow me all the days of my life. But if you don't determine to do that, if you don't decree that that is what you will do in the face of every circumstance, then you're going to have problems. You'll not be able to overcome your problems. Oh, we got plenty of problems, but the Lord will help us to overcome them. Turn over to 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to follow a few scriptures here along this thought for a few minutes. And 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17 says, "And the world passeth away, and all the lust thereof." And you know, we're taken up, our lives are taken up with lots of things of lust. And we haven't got enough sense to know that they're all going to disappear. That it's all going, none of that's going to last. The things that we look after and seek after and think that we have to have and that we want, all of those things are going to disappear. But we're so foolish that we lust after them. You know, there's more things than just sex to lust after. There's all kinds of things. And all of those things, the things, are all going to dissimulate and disappear. And only that which we place and have in the Lord will last. That's the only thing that we're going to carry through in the end. So, and the lust thereof will pass away. But he that doeth the will of God, I will to do thy will, O Lord. He that doeth the will of God, that will abide forever. And we need to get our thinking and our priorities straightened out. And it's hard for all of us. There's none of us that's really got them straightened out. But help us to make that the criteria of our life, to do the will of the Lord. I will to do thy will, O Lord. And help us to put that first and foremost and let the other things of life take care of themselves. That's what Jesus meant when he said that the Lord knows that you've got need of food and raiment and these, and he takes care of the birds of the air and this, that not to worry about tomorrow. He meant to put him first and not to lust after those things, and then would those things be added unto us. You know, that's just thought of something here, but that's a little sidetrack of the faith message. You know, they teach faith, 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 faith. Well, if we put God first, then the faith will arise in us for the things that are necessary in our lives. And God will supply the faith that's needed for the necessities of life. You know, the Lord really never promised us that we could have what we wanted. He said he'd supply our needs. Now we get down and we cry to the Lord and say, "Lord, I got faith for this. I want this. I want this. I want this." And eventually the Lord may give it to us. But it may be a thing of sorrow to us. In later years we can look back and maybe see that how foolish we were in petitioning the Lord for that thing that we thought we had to have, and that the Lord finally allowed us to have. You know, we need to realize that the Lord promised to supply our needs, and that he said that if we will serve him, then he will be faithful in supplying that which we need. And we've got our priorities so mixed up, all of us have, that we think that we've got to have what we want and not be able to flow in the things of the Lord and say, "Lord, you give me what I need." I don't think there's one of us here today that really, from our hearts, have ever been able to say, or are able to say, "Lord, you give me what I need, and help me not to complain or to think that I should have something else that I don't have." But help us, Lord, help every one of us here to be able to really come to that place in the Lord where we can say, "Lord, thy will, not mine, but thine." And as we come into that place in the Lord, then are we coming into a place where the Lord can flow through us and use us to minister unto others who need the ministry of the Lord. As we empty ourselves so that God can flow and move through us, then we are a vessel that God can flow through, and that healing and deliverance and restoration and the things that are needed in every one of our lives, we'll be able to flow one to another and be able to minister that in the time of need and not be feel inadequate or feel ashamed or backward or whatever it is, wherever it's at, we'll be able to stand forth and do it. And if we do it in the presence and in the will of the Lord, it'll not be foolish. And it'll not be something that will be cause a disgrace unto the Lord. I don't care if it's in the middle of the shopping center downtown or where it's at. If God lays on your heart and it's of God, it'll be indecent and in order. And it'll not be a disgrace to the person you minister to or anybody about you or to you. And especially it won't be a disgrace to the Lord. And there are many times when we're called on in places, in circumstances and situations and places where we need to minister the presence and the will of the Lord through our lives unto others that are in unusual places. One particular thought just comes to my mind that happened here in Hot Springs to Kellogg Dixon, who moved here with us from California and who has now passed on, and myself one day. We were on our way to Little Rock one morning, and out here on Highway 70 east of town, there had been two cars that sideswiped each other. And we saw the accident, and it had just happened just before we came, got there, and we stopped to see what was the problem. And there was a station wagon, and a lady was driving it. Why she was driving it, I have no idea. I didn't ever ask her or anybody. But she had just a few days before had her breast removed for a cancer operation. And here she was driving this car, and her husband and two children were with her. He was in the seat beside her, and the children were in the back seat. And he should have been driving, but she passed out at the wheel, driving the car, and veered across the road, and they swiped another car, and the other car spun around and hit the bank, and the station wagon drove into the bank, went across the road and drove into the bank, and when it did, it drove her into the steering wheel, and it broke open this incision where she had her breast removed, and she started bleeding both externally and internally. Now, I was not aware at the time of this condition, but she was in the car, and everybody was afraid to move her and touch her, and Dick and I came up, and she couldn't breathe. And she said, she said, I'm choking, I'm choking, I'm bleeding, and I'm choking. So I got a hold of her and drug her out of the car and held her in my arms and set her up. She couldn't lay down. If she laid down, she started to strangle. And I set her up and held her in my arms. And Dick and I said, Dick, some people said, don't touch her, leave her alone. Well, if we had her, she'd have strangled in her own blood. But anyway, I took her out and I held her in my arms and I told Dick, I said, Dick, come over here and lay hands on her. And Dick and I started to pray for her. And we prayed for her and we prayed for her and we prayed for her. And everybody just stood and watched. But I held her in my arms and I prayed for her. And I kept her up so that she could breathe. First ambulance came and the fan belt broke just before they got there and all the water boiled out and they had to order another ambulance. And we got the stretcher out, and they started to lay her on the stretcher. And I said, you can't lay her on the stretcher. She'll choke to death on her own blood if you lay her on the stretcher. She's got to be set up. So I made them do what I told them. And we set her up and propped her up. And all the time, Dick and I kept praying for her. And nobody said a word. But we worked with her. Dick and I worked with her. And then the attendants worked with her. And we two never left her side until we finally got her put in the other ambulance. And we prayed with her and prayed with her. I never knew who the woman was. All I knew was that she had come out of the hospital about a week before. And I had meant to go to the hospital and try and find out who she was and see, but I never did get back. About a year later, I ran for an office here in town for what they call Justice of the Peace. It's actually a county supervisor, that's what it really is. And I was out calling house to house. Way out in the country out here, I called on a house. And way out towards Little Rock, just at the county line. And just as I walked up to the door, this lady walked out of the door. She was going to leave and go somewhere in her car. And I introduced myself to her, and she became very startled. And she said, are you the man who stopped by at a car accident? And she explained, and She said, I remember that was the man's name. Are you that man? And I said, yes, I'm that man. She said, I've always wanted to find you and thank you because I'm alive today because of your prayers and your care for me. She said, if you hadn't have cared for me and prayed for me, I would have died before, I would have choked to death and strangled and died. And she said, I've always wanted to thank you. She said, and I want to thank you. Now, if we'd have just stood there and hadn't have gotten in and done something and prayed, nobody came against us. When we began to pray, everybody just stood and watched. By the time they load her up, I suppose we must have had 100 people or more there. But you see, there was a situation that we worked, the Lord worked through us, and His Spirit flowed and moved through us. And because of that, that lady is alive today. And she praises the Lord for it. She was not unthankful to the Lord as well as to us for what we had done. But you see, if a situation arises and the Spirit of the Lord moves on you and you move with God's Spirit and you will to do His will, then God will bless. And it will be a blessing unto you and to the Lord and to those around about you because you move by the Spirit of the Lord, because you will to do His will. Well, that I never thought of until just now. So be it. Let's turn over to Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. If you continue in the faith, being grounded and settled, and that's what we all need to seek after, to be grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which we have heard. And today, in this day, it was only what they heard because they couldn't afford and there wasn't available the word of the Lord. But today, the word of the Lord is basically available to all of us, especially in America. The word of the Lord is available to us. So not only can we hear it, but today we can hear it now via the tape recorder. But now we also have it available to everybody. Everybody, especially in this land, we have the word of the Lord to read it as well as to hear it. And so by the word of the Lord, which is available to us, we are to be grounded in it and thereby to walk in the pathway that it shows us to walk in holiness and righteousness before the Lord, that He can flow and move through us for His glory. So we here in America, we have no excuse because we have God's Word for us today, and it is for us today. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers, not doing it because we're going to be lauded before men or we're going to please somebody, not with pride or even with arrogance, but we must learn to serve the Lord in humility, serving Him because we want to serve and be a servant unto the Lord. But as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, really, really coming to a place where we serve God because we want to serve Him, not because we're required to, not because we feel it's a duty, but we do it because we want to. But as we come to that place, we must all realize that Satan is going to try every trick he can to trip us up. He's going to work in every situation that he can to trip us up. He's going to try down through life continually to bring back another situation or something else to cause us to turn aside or to stumble. We must be determined that we're going to serve God. We must determine that I will serve the Lord. And then if we really get that determination down inside of me and inside of you, then when Satan comes or his demonic spirits, which he sends out to tempt us, come, and they find that they can't tempt us, that we'll not be tempted with their temptation, then they've got to go back and report that they're a failure. And then we can rejoice. And the angel of the Lord that is with us continually, that God has assigned to us, then the angel of the Lord will rejoice with us as we rejoice that we serve the Lord in holiness and righteousness and purity. We rejoice with the angel of the Lord as the satanic forces of Satan go back and report defeat. We report victory. And the angel of the Lord goes and reports to heaven, there's victory with that one that I'm assigned to, and he's rejoicing or she's rejoicing, and I'm rejoicing with them, and I've come to report victory in their life and to rejoice. And then all heaven and the Lord rejoices with us also. And that's the road we need to determine to walk in and to follow. the road of victory, the road of rejoicing, the road of determining that I will serve the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, 12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. I do it. You do it. You lift up your hands and make straight paths for your feet. The Lord doesn't say that He's going to make our path straight. The Lord says, for me to make my path straight before the Lord. He says, for you to make your path straight. You determine that you're going to walk a straight path. You determine that you're going to be an overcomer. You determine that you're not going to let the little foxes spoil your vine. You determine that you will be an overcomer, that you will make a path straight for the Lord, and that the path will be narrow, but you'll walk a straight path before the Lord. And I determine that I will do that. And you have to determine likewise that you will do it in the face of every temptation, no matter what happens, no matter what comes before you, no matter what the temptation is, that you will walk in a path before the Lord of holiness and righteousness. And in the weakest place of our life, there Satan comes back by his evil spirits to tempt us over and over and over again until we come to a place where we're strong enough that we'll not fall to that temptation. But if you do fall, then we have an advocate, which is the Lord Jesus, where we need to learn to run quickly, quickly to the Lord, and there repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me. Wash me, Lord. And help me, Lord, to stand that I'll not fall to the temptations again. That I will, in my spirit, become strong in the Lord Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 1. Paul is admonishing, or Peter is admonishing the people here that he's ministering to. And he says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. Says, you do it. I must do it. Gird up the loins of my mind and be sober before the Lord. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto me at the revelation of Jesus Christ, or unto you. And the Lord's revelation is in His Word, and it's being revealed to us more and more and more each day as the revelations of the Lord are being brought forth and revealed through His people and by His Spirit. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, I've even heard it taught that that's impossible. But the Scripture says that it isn't. It may seem that it's far out and way out. But the Lord tells us that we are to seek after that place in Him, to be ye holy. Glenn Miller, be holy as the Lord Jesus is holy. Amen. Each one of you, be holy as the Lord Jesus is holy. Make it a determination in your spirit that I will be holy. I will walk in holiness before the Lord. I will do it. And when Satan comes with his temptations, we can turn him aside. We can do as Jesus did. We can say, it is written. And the Lord will bring to us that which is needed at that time and that time of temptation. And we can say, Satan, it is written, so and so and so and so, because the word of the Lord will, the Holy Spirit will bring it to us, and we'll be able to speak it forth, and we'll be able to turn aside the temptation at that time. We've got to learn to do that. You've got to practice it. You've got to make it a desire of your heart that when that temptation comes, you will say, Satan, it is written. And quote to him that which is needed at that time, which the Holy Spirit brings to you to turn him aside and to put him underfoot. And then we'll be victorious. We don't have to have all these deliverance services. We don't have to have all of the prayer for all of us all the time, because we'll be continually being delivered and set free as we stand forth to declare that Jesus is Lord, and that by His Spirit we stand victorious in Him, and we put Satan underfoot, and in so doing we bind up these powers and bring a release in our spirits and in our lives that brings us victory in the Lord, and therefore we stand forth to declare that we are more than conquerors through Him who hath delivered us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are being delivered and are delivered by and through the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. Now, there's a lot of problems that we do need help with. And as we need help, we need to come to somebody for help. And that's what we're here for this week, to be a help one to another, to bring deliverance, to bring healing, and to bring restoration to our minds, and to bind up the spirits of sorrow and sadness and all of these things that torment us, that Jesus shall be victor and victorious in our lives. But, and we've also found and are finding more and more that we are visited by the sins of our forefathers upon us. And we're learning how to come out from underneath the curses that are there because God says that He allowed them to come upon us, or He has put them there because of the sins of our forefathers. And we're, this week, we'll be dealing, if Brother Corder or Irma and I will be dealing this week with some of the sins of our forefathers and praying for and breaking the curses and loosing us from those things that are visited on us to the third and the fourth and the tenth and the 30th and the 50th generation. How could it be that far back? Because it has been a continual thing from one generation to the other until it has been perpetual. And it has started maybe 30, 40 generations back. And it's come down and down and down until it is still being up on us today. And we do certain things and wonder why we do them. And we do them because it is a familiar spirit from our forefathers that is causing us to do that. Or we have sickness and disease, different things that we have found in the past few months that are visited upon us and we're carrying in our physical bodies because it's a familiar spirit of infirmity that's carried upon us and passed on to us because of the sins of our forefathers. And we're coming to a knowledge, and we praise the Lord for it, where we can walk out from under these things and serve the Lord in victory and in restoration, and that we can come and our physical bodies be restored to a restoration, that we can be can walk forth and declare that He is Lord of every area of our life, and we can praise and worship Him in the beauty of holiness for His namesake, for Jesus is Lord. And unto Him be the glory and the honor and the dominion and the power forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be His holy name. Well, let's turn over to Revelation 22. Verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Then he says, blessed, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according his work shall be. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Then he says in verse 14, blessed are they that do His commandments. And that needs to be also the desire of our heart, to know and to do the commandments of the Lord. Let's turn over to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 28 is Solomon's prayer of dedication when he dedicated the temple. And in verse 9, I'm going to start the last part of the verse. It says, if thou seek Him, He will be found of thee. But if thou forsake Him, He will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen me to be a house for His sanctuary. So be strong and do it. Now that's my translation there. But the Lord has chosen us to be His temple. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Lord Jesus. And He's chosen us. And He's called us that we seek after Him, that we take heed, for He has chosen us to be His sanctuary and His temple, and that we be strong and that we do it. That's a straight command. Just do it. Don't question. Don't ask why. Don't say, well, I wonder if that's right. Why should I do this? Or why should I do that or that this? But it just says, and do it. No questions asked. Do it. Be thou holy. Be thou the temple of the Lord. Be strong and courageous, and be thou the house of the Lord. Let's go back over to 1 Peter 2, verse 9. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a peculiar people, that we shall show forth the praises of Him who hath called us, hath called me, out of darkness into His marvelous light. In Psalms 110, verse 3, that His people shall come in holy array, voluntarily, freely, unto Him. But that the Lord's people shall come unto Him in holy array, freely, volunteering their services unto Him. And this morning, I want us to determine that I will serve the Lord. I will do Thy will, O God. I will serve thee, O Lord. 1 John 2:17, I will do thy will, O God. Ephesians 6:6, I will serve thee, Lord. Hebrews 12:12-13, I will do it. I will serve the Lord. I will do it. 1 Peter 1:13-16 says, be ye holy. I will be holy. 1 Chronicles 28:9-10 says, I am the temple of the Lord. I am the house of the Lord. And then in 1 Peter 2:9, it says, we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, brought forth to show the glory of the Lord. And that's our calling, and that's my determination. And I pray and believe that every person sitting here this morning will make that your determination, and that will be your desire, that you will be what God wants you to be. And you can be that. I can be that. I determine that I will be that. It isn't always what I maybe would like to do. I never in my wildest imagination ever thought that I would ever be in a place like this. Especially that I would ever stand here this morning and minister. Never in my wildest imagination. But when God began to lay his hand on our lives and we begin to follow him, he'll take you places you never thought. You'll find yourself doing things you never thought you'd ever do. And you'll find the anointing and the glory and the blessing of the Lord flowing forth and moving if you yield your heart and your life to him. And you'll be a minister to minister unto each other and unto others the glory and the blessing and the anointing and the presence of the Lord. His presence has been and is here with us today. His glory has been manifested amongst us as we come to praise and to worship him. For he is Lord. He is Lord of every situation, if we will let him be. If we'll let him. Some situations are pretty hard sometimes, and we wonder how he can ever be magnified or glorified in it. I know there's a lot of hard problems. I know there's situations here that I know about that only God can straighten out and do. My prayers are that the glory of the Lord shall be shown in every situation. And I'm believing, and I'm believing, and I'm believing that he shall be glorified in each and every condition. Sometimes it's awful hard for us to let God work in our hearts and lives because of conditions, because of circumstances that we can't see, and we want to be a helper. The biggest problem is we want to help. Lots of things I've tried to help in and want to help in, I've been much better off if I'd never had a thing to do with it. If I'd have kept my mouth shut, kept my hands off, hadn't made any suggestions, just been still, God would taking care of it in a lot sweeter and better way than because I stuck my 2 cents in. Lord, help us for thy will, to do thy will, O Lord, that you may flow through us for your glory, that Jesus may be magnified and glorified, that he shall be King of kings and Lord of lords. And I'm just going to ask us to stand. And I want us to sing, This is the Day. For in singing that, we bless him and say that we'll do his will in this day. And come on, I need somebody here to lead it for me.
Father, we thank you that today is a day that you have made and that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for today. I praise you for it. I bless you, Lord. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah glory of the Holy Ghost flowing and moving over us as we praise and worship and magnify thee today. I bless thee, Lord. I praise thee. We bless thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to thy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless thee, Lord. I praise thee this morning. I bless the name of the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And greatly to be praised is he. And Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. I bless thee, Lord. I praise thee, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Father, praise your name, Lord. Father, I bless the food as we partake of it today. Help it to be health and strength to our flesh, Lord. As you renew us, Lord, as the eagle, and I thank you for it. I bless the food. I bless those who prepared it, Lord. Now, as we partake of it, help it to refresh us and to renew us. And as we come back this afternoon to hear the word of the Lord at 2:30, I thank you for your anointing to fresh and flow over this afternoon, this evening, and all this week, Lord. May the glory and the presence of the Lord be ours as we bathe in thy presence. I bless thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.